Then he sent down on you, after the pain and distress, peace and security. A group among you who trusted in the promise of Allah became overcome by sleep because of the peace and serenity in their hearts. Another group were not blessed with security or sleep, and they were the hypocrites who only worried about their own safety and felt upset and scared. They thought badly of Allah, thinking that He would not help His Prophet or support His servants, like those of the time of ignorance before Islam did, who did not understand Allah's reality. These hypocrites said, due to their ignorance of Allah, that they did not have a say in whether they went out to fight, and if they had, they would not have done so. Tell them, O Prophet, in reply, that everything that happens is up to Allah, and that He decreed that they would go out to fight. These hypocrites hide in themselves doubt and bad opinion which they did not show to you, saying that if they had a say in whether they had gone to fight, then people would not have been killed in this place. Tell them, O Prophet, in reply, that if they had been in their houses far from the places of battle and death, those whom Allah had destined to be killed would inevitably go out to the places of their death. Allah only did this to test the intentions and motives in your hearts, and to reveal the faith and hypocrisy in them. Allah knows what is in the hearts of people, and nothing is hidden from Him. Those of you were defeated, O companions of Muhammad, peace be upon him, on the day the army of the idolaters and the army of the Muslims met at Uhud. It was Satan who made you slip because of what you had earned from doing wrong. Allah has forgiven them and will not take them to account for it. Out of His favor and mercy, Allah forgives those who repent to Him and is forbearing, not quick to punish. O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Prophet, do not be like those among the hypocrites who disbelieve, who do not have faith in destiny and Allah's decree, and who say of their relatives, if they travel to earn a living or go out to fight and they die or are killed, if they had stayed with us and not gone or not fought, then they would not have died or been killed. Allah makes this belief in their hearts increase their regret. Allah alone gives life and death as He wills. Staying behind would not stop His decree, and going would not bring it more quickly. Allah sees what you do, none of what you do is hidden from Him, and you will be rewarded according to what you do. If you are killed or die in Allah's path, O believers, Allah will forgive you and be merciful with you, and that is better than this world along with what the people of this world collect of its passing pleasures. Beneficial points. Ignorance of Allah and His attributes leads to wrong belief and the corruption of actions. Allah cares for those close to Him and protects them in every situation. The lifespan of people is fixed and determined. Being daring and courageous does not shorten life, and being cowardly and careful does not lengthen it. Allah tests people to distinguish the good from the bad. One of the greatest and most noble ranks before Allah the Exalted is the rank of the martyr for the sake of Allah. If you die, however you may die, or you are killed in Allah's path, you will all return to Allah alone, and He will reward you according to what you have done. Due to Allah's great mercy, your character, O Prophet, was made to be gentle with your companions. If you were harsh in your words and actions and hard-hearted, they would have left you, so pardon them their shortcomings with you and ask Allah to forgive them for what is between them and Allah, and ask their opinion in whatever needs to be agreed upon. Then if you decide on something after agreeing together, then go ahead with it and trust in Allah. Allah loves those who trust in Him, giving them success and support. If Allah supports you with His help and aid, then no one can overcome you. Even if everyone in the earth came together against you, yet if he does not help or protect you, then no one can help you after him. Help is in his hands alone. So let those who have faith depend on him and on no one else. No of the prophets of Allah would be dishonest and take anything from the gains of war, which Allah had not assigned for him. Whoever dishonestly takes something from the gains of war will be repaid by being disgraced on the Day of Judgment, carrying whatever he took in front of creation. Then every soul will be given the total reward of what they earned. No one will be wronged by any addition to their disobedience or by any subtraction from their good actions. Before Allah, someone who has faith and does good actions that please Allah is not the same as someone who disbelieves and does wrong, earning Allah's anger and hell as their resting place. What an awful resting place and destination hell is. They are different in their ranks and levels in the afterlife. Those who follow Allah's pleasure find their places in paradise, according to how high their rank in it is. And those who follow what displeases Allah find their places in hell, according to how low their rank in it is. Allah sees what they do. Nothing is hidden from Him, and everyone will be rewarded according to what they do. Allah blessed the believers and favored them when He sent them a messenger from among them, who recited the Quran to them, purified them from worshipping others next to Allah and from shameful character traits, and taught them the Quran and the ways of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Before this messenger was sent, they were clearly astray from the right path and guidance. O believers, when disaster struck you at Uhud, and many of you were killed, and you had beforehand inflicted on your enemies a disaster twice as great in terms of those killed and captured on the day of Badr, why then did you ask where this calamity came from? You claim that since you are believers and the Prophet of Allah is with you, it should not have occurred. Tell them, O Prophet, that what happened to them came from their own actions and disobedience. Allah is powerful over all things, giving victory to whomever He wills and leaving whomever He wills. Beneficial points. True victory comes from Allah the Exalted. He is the powerful, who cannot be fought against, the mighty, who cannot be overcome. The state of someone in the world who follows the guidance of Allah and acts accordingly is not the same as the state of someone who turns away from it and rejects it, just as they will not be the same in rank in the afterlife. From the grace and blessings of Allah to the believers is that He sent a messenger to them who was like them, who spent time with them and was their friend, and made it easy for them to learn from Him and to act as He did. The misfortune and distress that a person is given in this world may be because of their disobedience, or it may be a test that will raise them up in rank. However, it must be remembered that Allah pardons and overlooks many sins.